Americans are not getting enough sleep, and that sleep deficit is growing with time. A Gallup survey finds that more than half of Americans say they would benefit from more sleep, which is a big jump from 10 years ago. One in five people sleep fewer than 5 hours a day. And that is setting off the wrong kind of alarm, as NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
Growing up, Katie Kremitzo sometimes fret about grades and upcoming sports games.
I would be wide awake, just my brain completely spinning in chaos until 2 a.m.
In adulthood, too, sleeping wasn't easy, like when she started a podcasting company in Tampa or nursed her newborn 8 years ago. But in recent years, mounting worries chased sleep away more often.
A million, gazillion details.
Details like,
when do I need to schedule a dentist appointment? What are we having for dinner tonight? Is the laundry folded? Are the pets taken care of?
Her mental checklist never shrank.
What's going on with our financials and our future retirement program?
It poked and prodded her into constant alertness.
So I feel like there are these enormous boulders that we are carrying on our shoulders that we walk into the bedroom with, and that's what we're laying down with.
By we, Kremitzo means the many other women she talks to or works with who complain of fatigue. Women are one of the most sleep-troubled demographics, according to Gallup senior researcher Sarah Fioroni.
When you look in particular at adult women under the age of 50, that's the group where we're seeing the most steep movement in terms of their rate of sleeping less or feeling less satisfied with their sleep, and also their rate of stress.
Overall, she says, sleep is at an all-time low in terms of both quantity and quality.
Back in 1942, 59% of Americans said that they slept 8 hours or more. And now today, only 26% of Americans today are getting 8 hours or more.
Faced with her own sleeplessness, Tampa mom Katie Kremitzos started a podcast called Sleep Meditation for Women.
Maybe you're feeling anxious. Whatever it is, you can't sleep.
It averages 1 million listeners a month and is one of 20 podcasts that make up Kremitzos' firm, Women's Meditation Network.
7 of those 20 podcasts are dedicated to sleep in some way, and they make up for 50% of my listenership. So, yeah, it's the biggest pain point.
Kremitzo says she thinks women bear the burdens from a pace of life that keeps accelerating.
Our interpretation of how fast life should be and what we should, quote unquote, accomplish or have or do has exponentially increased. The speed of our lives has significantly increased.
Gina Marie Matthew is a postdoctorate sleep researcher at Stony Brook Medicine in New York.
If you have poor sleep, then it's all things bad.
She says sleep suffers for a variety of reasons. Smartphones, for example, keep us, and especially teenagers, up later. And no one person can change a culture that discourages sleep.
In terms of structural and policy change, we need to recognize that a lot of these systems that are in place are not conducive to women in particular not getting enough sleep or not getting the sleep that they need.
She says things like paid family leave and flexible work hours might help women sleep more and better. Katie Kremitzo says she started getting more sleep when she cut back on activities and commitments, both for herself and her 2 kids.
I feel more satisfied at the end of the day. I feel more fulfilled, and I feel more willing to allow things that are not complete to let go.
Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.